Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the webcast. It's Wednesday, the 29th of July, and I've pulled Barry off the building site. He's been having a day of practical stuff around the house, and I've been having a day in the office, and here we are just to enjoy a bit of time and fellowship and fun together. So welcome, everybody. Thank you for joining us. This is the last one before the summer break. We're going to take August off and kick off again probably middle of September. We both got something on the first couple of weeks in September, but we'll be kicking off again middle of September. But keep an eye on Facebook, because we love doing this so much, we might decide to do one or two in August, just for the fun of it. And it might be on a Wednesday, it might be on a Friday, it might be on a Sunday, who knows? But just keep an eye on Facebook and we'll give plenty of notice for that. So welcome, everyone.
Or not.
We'll try. We'll try. We'll try and give plenty of notice. But
well, we'd like to surprise people sometimes.
I know, but we do like people to join us. I mean, we can talk we can talk happily to ourselves, I know. But hey, this is good fun. So welcome, everybody. We kind of celebrated 10 years of the webcast the other week with James, but I guess if we're having a break, this is the end of the 10 years. Been fun, eh, Barry?
It has been amazing, my brother. And I think of all the people along the way that have joined us in this, and, you know, so many friendships, and yeah, it's just been so, I mean, who would have thought 10 years ago that we would have to do this? Yeah. 10 years later, right? Like as far as, you know, international travel for the moment. So yeah.
That's right. 10 years ago, it was kind of the fun, you know, new idea. Now this is what everybody's doing. Even the Queen is on Zoom.
Well,
so there you go. And there was a lovely little video on Facebook, on the Royal Family's Facebook page today, of Princess Anne having a Zoom conversation with the Queen, teaching the Queen how to use Zoom. I mean, obviously the Queen's agreed to publish it and everything else, but it was absolutely priceless. You know, the Queen's 94, I guess, 94, 95. And she's talking to her 70-year-old daughter. Princess Anne is 70, and Princess Anne is saying, "Now you should be able to see four of us." And the Queen says, "Well, I can only see two of us." You know, all of the problems that you and I have on Zoom, Her Majesty was having as well. It was just an absolutely priceless video, and I thought it gave us a glimpse into that wonderful family, and I just chuckled to myself, thinking, this is what church has been like for the last few weeks. I can't see you, I can't hear you. And even the masters at online presentation, Barry and I, we got online 20 minutes ago, and Barry couldn't hear me because my microphone had turned itself off, and we managed to crack it, eh, Barry? So there we go.
Well, absolutely, and that's it. To me, that's one of the adventures of online internet broadcasting. When, you know, a couple of pigeons go on the internet line, it can disrupt us and all kinds of things. We don't know what's going to happen. So, but it makes it fun. And I'll tell you, my brother, just the last 10 years has been a joy to do this with you together. Yeah, and just I mean, we've morphed. You know, I think of the early days, you know, that first few months of just trying to figure this out, and, you know, of course, bandwidth isn't what it was, you know, now that it back then. Everything has changed, yeah, and continues to. So hopefully, you know, the saying, you can't teach an old dog new tricks. You know, we're trying.
I was trying to remember, Barry, what did we use before we used Adobe? Because we started off with something else for about 5 weeks, and then we gave up on it because it was so painful. And then we went to Adobe.
It was painful to remember that.
Yeah. And then Adobe.
I've kind of just cleared it out of my mind because it was so difficult.
It was a bad experience. Oh, well, this is fun. So anyway, just before we start whatever we're going to do tonight, I'd just like to put up my little advert for the seminars. Barry and I did part one of the seminars a few weeks ago, which was great. We had a great time together and a lot of positive feedback and comments from those. But I'm doing the second part, part two, with Wynette from the Netherlands. And we're doing it on Monday the 14th to Wednesday the 16th of September. UK time, 2 o'clock to 5 o'clock. And we're going to have two sessions every afternoon, followed by a Zoom question and answer discussion type thing. And Wynette and I are going to be spending the 3 days looking at the Father's comfort, which is a really, really important topic. It's something we don't talk about enough, something we really need to receive. But we're kind of launching these seminars, and we're doing a vertical takeoff because we're going straight into an important issue like forgiveness and shame, dealing with shame, because those are two major blockages that prevent us from receiving the Father's comfort. So when we live in unforgiveness, our heart is closed and we have this root of bitterness inside of us, and it prevents us being comforted. So we want to talk about forgiveness so we can clear that blockage out of the way so that our heart can be open to receive comfort. And of course, shame is another hindrance. You know, when we live under a cloud of shame, we kind of just holding ourselves off from receiving the Father's comfort. So we're kind of launching and going into the deep end with those two topics. And then on the other 2 days, we will be looking at the mother heart of God, his kindness, his tenderness. We'll be spending some time looking at comfort, and we'll be following up the two sessions with the Zoom question and answer. So I'd really like to invite you all to join us for these seminars. You can get all of the details. You can sign up at afathertoyou.com/seminars. There's a booking form there, all of the information, and so on. You don't have to have done part one to do part two, but I actually think it's quite helpful to have done part one before you do part two. And if you would like to, or if you know people who would like to do part one in advance of doing part two, get them to send me a message through the website, and I'll send them the links on YouTube so they can do that. We're doing this on the same basis as the previous group of seminars, where we're not, I don't want to make a charge for this, but very happy for people to make a donation to support what we're doing. And so that's just the advert for the seminars, and I really just want to invite you all to join us. So, any news from you, Barry?
Well, first and foremost, this is me endorsing the comfort message the school. I would just encourage you honestly, and I've said this to Mark, so it's not like something he doesn't know how I feel, but he carries a very, very special insight and I would think an anointing in this area of comfort. And comfort is, everybody was created to experience comfort. And if we don't experience it in the right way, we will spend our entire life looking for it in other counterfeit ways. And so, you know, as your little brother, I am just totally encouraging anybody who can be a part of that school, because I think it will be transformational for you. So I have to say about that.
Good. So anything happening in your world?
Well, as you said, I had my construction hat on today, and that's something, because I really don't know what I'm doing in my own strength, that's for sure. But yeah, it was you were gracious enough to allow me to just get on to the connection just minutes before, but got everything done that I needed to today, and I'll probably talk a little bit more about just that kind of dynamic of what today was like when we talk about our topic today.
Yeah, well, our topic today is the love and kindness of the Father. I guess many times in the Bible, the word loving kindness is used. Mm-hmm. But actually, that's really two words. It's love and kindness. And they've been put together as loving kindness. And we kind of read it, we pass over it, and we go, yeah, yeah. But we want to kind of unpack that a little bit this evening or today. Because I think it just shows us the heart of the Father. Mm. Over the weekend, I read through Titus. And there's a couple of verses in Titus that just really struck me. But as I read it through this time, there was just a couple of verses in chapter 3 that I want to read and explain. And then we're just going to, Barry and I are just going to talk. We've got no notes. When we run out, we run out. So it could be a short webcast. It could be a long webcast. Who knows? But Titus chapter 3, verse 4 says this. When the kindness and love of God our Saviour appeared, he saved us, not because of the righteous things we've done, but because of his mercy. He saved us through the washing of rebirth and renewal of the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us generously through Jesus our Saviour, so that having been justified by grace, we might become heirs, having the hope of eternal life. And it was just that little phrase, the kindness and love of God our Saviour. Mm. Now, you know, I think sometimes we read that and we think it's talking about Jesus because it uses the word Saviour. And we kind of think of the love and kindness of Jesus. But it's actually talking about the Father. And I just want to explain this so we really understand the verses properly, because it says the kindness of love, the kindness and love of God our Saviour appeared. He saved us, not because of what we've done, but because of his mercy. He saved us, it's the same he saved us through the washing of rebirth and the renewal of the Holy Spirit, who he poured out through Jesus. So the he in this passage is the Father. And I just really want to underline that and be clear about that for us, because so that we know who we're talking about. So the kindness and love of God appeared to us through both the Holy Spirit and through the Son, Jesus. And when I read that verse and I kind of put it in context in my mind, I started to ask myself the question. I asked myself a number of questions, and we're going to kind of talk about these together. Is why is God kind to us? Mm. You know, what is kindness? Why am I kind to my kids? Why am I kind to my wife? Why am I kind to my clients? Why am I kind to my staff? Why am I kind to my dog? You know, I am Barry.
Yeah,
I know you. But you know, and it's like, what is kindness? Why are we kind? And you know, I came to that, I was just thinking, these are just my thoughts. You know, we are kind simply because we want to do the other person good. I was just telling Barry just before we came online about a little act of kindness that someone did to me the other day. And it totally confused me. It totally threw me, because it was completely out of the blue. One lunchtime, I was in the sandwich shop getting a sandwich for lunch. And I'd got my baguette, I'm going up to the counter to pay for it. And one of the shop assistants tapped me on the shoulder and said, "Don't worry, sir." She said, "Your sandwich is paid for." I mean, I thought, what? So I looked around the shop thinking, is there somebody I know here? Well, of course, you can only have two people in the shop these days under social distancing, and there was nobody in the shop I knew. I looked up and down the road out of the windows and thinking, has someone just gone past who I know? And there was no one I recognised, so I had to get out of the way because the next person wanted to get through to the till, and you only have two people in the shop, la-di-da. And so I went away, I had my sandwich, and I went back a couple of days later to get a sandwich for lunch, and I said to this lady, I said, what was that all about the other day? And she said, her sister had walked past the shop, and her sister had said to her, oh, just pay for that man's sandwich. Like, I don't know these people, but she paid for my sandwich. And the story was that it was the anniversary of their father dying. And in memory of that, this lady just wanted to do little acts of kindness. And so she paid for my sandwich. Now, I mean, that's amazing, isn't it? It's not the sandwich cost £2. It's nothing to do with the money. It's the fact that someone wanted to express a little act of kindness. Yeah. And it wasn't the fact that I got a free sandwich that day. It was the fact that a stranger, who I still don't know who this sister of the shop, a lady, I've no idea who she is. I've never met her. I probably never will meet her. But she wanted to be kind to me. It could have been, it could have been the next man in the shop. It could have been the next person, but it was me. And I benefited from her act of kindness, and I had a free sandwich. Now, it's nothing to do with the free sandwich. It's just that little act of kindness because she wanted to do someone some good. Mm. And I thought, I was just thinking about that. I was telling Barry about it, and I thought, when someone is kind to us, we feel good. They want to do us good. And that's what the Father is doing. When the Father is kind to us, and, there's, of course, the biggest act of kindness is our sins forgiven. But I'm going to bring Barry in a minute because he's got a very practical illustration of this. But, our Father is always kind to us. Yeah. And it's those little things. And he does it simply because he wants to do us good. So do you want to just sort of tell us a little bit about the kindness of the Father for you today, Barry?
Yeah, I'm thrilled that we're unpacking this today because the aspects of love, of course, when we talk about love being, and I really like the Passion Translation's description of Galatians 5:22 and 23 that talks about all of the fruit of the Spirit are actually a manifestation of love itself. It's not like love is just one of the nine fruit of the Spirit, and then it is like all these things are because of the love of God. And I think it's really helpful. I think for us to really, think and ask, like when even Paul writes about the fruit of the Spirit, and he talks about love. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, and gentleness. And so, like, they're all different aspects of the nature and the character of God. So when we think about kindness, and Mark and I were talking about this, and what makes kindness different than maybe goodness or gentleness, and one of the things that, and Mark, you've said it already, but I looked at the Amplified version of the description of love in 1 Corinthians 14 or 13, starting at verse 4. And of course, we know it's love is patient, love is kind, right? But the Amplified version says love is kind and thoughtful. Mm. So that is the Amplified's description of kind. And so when I think about God being thoughtful. Like, oh my gosh, isn't that amazing? How it's like he notices the little things. He observes what we need. Jesus said, you know, you don't have to be like the pagans and just do, you know, say a lot of words. You know, they spend their entire life looking at after food, looking for food, clothing, and shelter, but your Father knows what you need. He says, because your Father knows what you need before you ask. And it's just like when we start to think about the kindness of God, that he cares for us so much, that he is actually thoughtful. And I'm sure, Mark, even in that sandwich that was given to you by a stranger, which, you know, really, it was just such a wonderful surprise, but it ultimately comes from the Father, right? Mm-hmm. It's just like, because it's just this thoughtfulness that can be manifested in different people, and it, you know, it, every good and perfect gift comes from him. And so when we talk about kindness, one of the things that I feel in our own lives, how kindness manifests itself is in very, very practical ways. And I think this is connecting with the thoughtful nature of God when he touches like felt needs and those kind of things. I mentioned a little earlier that I spent my day building. We have a pretty big deck in our backyard, and it's starting to sink. And the villains are two posts that are just sinking in the ground, and those posts are about $20 each. But the problem is that if you can't sort that out, then it's a $20,000 probably replacement, you know, because it's a bigger deck. And so I find one of the things, and I've shared this on the webcast before, today was just another example of the kindness of God, is that when I have a need, a very practical need, and I need to build something, and whether it's, you know, garden boxes or a house, playhouse for our grandkids, and I don't have the skill set to do it. It's like I feel that I am not alone building it. And it's like, and today it was a perfect example of, you know, buying, and I won't bore you with the details, but buying, like having a very creative solution to this problem that I had that I didn't find on YouTube or anything else. It was just, I felt like it was just like the God himself was guiding me and buy this, do this, do this. And I just take directions. But it's like when I'm doing it, I'm not doing it alone. Mm-hmm. It's like I'm getting all this guidance, and it's like we're repairing a deck together. And so I just encourage you when you think about your own life. And sometimes I think we're just not aware. We don't necessarily name the mm-hmm. expression of like the nearness of God and things that happen to us, or we get these random thoughts and do things like we don't know where we got the thoughts. But when we start to really become more and more aware that it's God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, because our elder brother's a carpenter. That's mm-hmm. what Mark and I were talking about when I build stuff, you know, so he knows what he's doing. But it's like realizing some of the wonderful thoughts and things that we do and projects and everything else, he is thoughtful and he is actually doing them with us. So I just think when we talk about the kindness of God, I believe it goes beyond a conceptual theology. It becomes experiential in our everyday life. It becomes he's thoughtful and he's kind to us.
Absolutely. I mean, I was just thinking as you were talking, Barry, that we have to see this as so practical. You know, this is the little acts. This is the little things that happen to us during the day. But, you know, did you know that our Father is also a good accountant, Barry?
Praise the Lord for that.
See, I was just thinking as you were talking, I'm at the moment, I'm negotiating with one of my clients. I'm negotiating a fairly complex reorganization. And they've got their solicitors involved, and these solicitors are top notch. You know, they're top of the pile. And, you know, there's little old me, general practitioner, you know, doing the accounts and everything else. And one of the things we have to do is we have to put this whole reorganization to the Inland Revenue, to the revenue authorities, to get their approval. And that's my job. That's the accountant's job. And I've never done one of these before. And so I thought, okay, I'll ask my tax partner I'll ask my colleague. And so I went to him a couple of days ago and I said, look, I've got this problem. Can you draft the letter? And he said, I'm too busy. I just can't do it. And I thought, well, I've never done it. So my colleague said, well, we can use an external consultant, but they'll charge £2,000. So I went back to my client and I said to my client, do you want to pay £2,000 or do you want me to muddle my way through it? He said, I want you to muddle your way through it. So I sat down this morning and I thought, I'm just going to have a go. And I have to say, by the time I left the office at the end of the day, I was pretty pleased with my result. Now, the proof of the pudding, Barry, is tomorrow when I send the draft to the solicitors. Yeah. And they're either going to come back and say, yeah, this is pretty good, or actually, no, you know. So, but I kind of like felt like I followed all the guidelines. And I really do. You see, this is what our father's like. Our father's kind. You see, what am I like with my kids? Right? What's Barry like with his kids? Whatever our kids are involved with, we want to try and get alongside them and help them. Mm-hmm. So Fiona and I were just talking a bit earlier. Our eldest daughter's married, got two kids. She's pretty wiped out. She's pretty tired. So we'd kind of say, let's have her up for a few days and we'll look after the boys. She can get a bit of a rest. So, you know, we'll take them. Is this a burden? This is not a burden. This is not a burden. Two grandsons, like taking them out for the park and the ice creams. And, you know, this is not a burden. But this is us being kind to our daughter. Why? Because this is what she's involved with. This is where she's at the moment. And our son was asking me some questions the other day. And, you know, it's like this is what he's doing at the moment. So you get involved with your kids. And Barry's, you know, I know Barry's the same, and you're going to be the same with your kids. You know, whatever our kids are going through, we get involved with it, and we don't even think about it like I'm being kind. We just do it, and that's what we're talking about. This is what our father's like. He just does it. It's his nature to be kind to us, and you know, I want to encourage you that the stories that Barry and I have shared are not unusual, and they're not limited to us, you know. No. And I would encourage you to look at the little things that happen in your day where you get to the place where you think, I can't do this, or I need some help. And that's when we can receive the kindness of the Father. And I want to encourage you to see those, to ask for those little acts of kindness in the everyday, and then to see them for what they are, that they are our Heavenly Father being kind to us. You know, I think sometimes we spiritualize it a little bit and we kind of limit his kindness to the big things like salvation, you know.
Yeah.
But actually, I don't know, of course that's true. That's massive. And that's what, you know, Paul is talking about in his letter to Titus. But his kindness to us is expressed in so many little ways. You know, it's just... I've told this before on the webcast, but I was driving my car a few weeks ago and I got to a junction where I would normally turn right to come home, and I just felt the Father say, go straight on, you know, go the other route. And I had this little argument for about 10 seconds, like, but this is the quickest way. You know, this will get me home quicker. And I just heard him say, no, go straight on. And I kind of learned enough about what it's like to learn to follow those promptings. So I went straight on, and it was on the map. It's a slightly longer route. But when I got home, I found out there had been a major accident on the route I would have taken. And the road was closed and the traffic was being turned back, and it probably would have added, instead of 2 minutes, right? This is the difference in the route I would have took, and the route I took was 2 minutes. Like, that's the difference. It probably would have taken another 40. If I'd have gone my default way, the way I normally go, with that traffic accident, it probably would have taken an extra 45 minutes to get home. But that's just like the Father's kindness. He said, Mark, go straight on. And you know, I'm learning to listen.
Yeah.
And I went straight on. I saved myself 45 minutes. And it cost me 2 minutes.
Now, think about that for a second, right? Like, you think about, especially if we think of over-spiritualizing life, why on earth would God be so interested in saving you 45 minutes? Like, other than because he's kind, like, because he just loves you, and he's just, he's an ever-present help in our time of trouble.
Yeah.
And I just think that, again, it's when we over-spiritualize our life, when we compartmentalize our life, where we have spirituality is its own box and everything else is a box, I think we're just absolutely missing the obvious, the expressions. Even, you know, even Jesus saying his Father pours out the sun shines on the righteous and the unrighteous, His rain comes to the righteous and the unrighteous. No, it's like, have you ever thought of that? Like that, even those things, like a beautiful sunny day or rain for a dry, parched land, like it's an expression of his kindness. He's showing his kindness in everything that he does. And I just think, I guess my prayer for all of us is that there we would just be aware of it. And we would be awakened to his nearness and his, you know, because oftentimes, you know, I know we've said this in the past on the webcast and things, is just God can overcome any obstacle, but the reality is, if we agree with the father of lies, if we say that we're not loved and God doesn't, you know, he's not with me, I'm on my own, it's not the truth. But what it does is it just shuts our eyes to actually seeing God at work in our life in a greater way. So I don't know, I would just say, you know, in you know, for people who are watching, you know, just like think of your own life, and if you are in a place where you honestly say, I do feel alone, I feel like God is not there, I just encourage you to ask the Father to show you where he is in your life. And you may be surprised that that it's not that he's not there, but it's just the awareness of his nearness. And so I would just encourage you to just ask him to show you how kind he is to you in traffic situations. And sometimes we just see him as random thoughts, right?
Yeah, but they're the Father's kindness.
Yeah, like, it just, even think about your own life. I mean, whether if you're working or whatever, how many times do you just get a random thought about a problem that it didn't originate in your life experience or your knowledge base? It was... Oh, that worked. But you just think, oh, okay, well, that was good. I don't know where that came from. Well, you know where it came from.
And Jesus said, you know, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father, right? So Jesus was the exact representation of the Father. And, you know, we just look at the life of Jesus. And there's so many times through the Gospels when Jesus just does little acts of kindness. He turns water into wine. I mean, he didn't have to do that. I mean, his mum asked him to, and he did it. You know, he just stops and heals someone, and he just says a kind word, and you know, and there's loads of examples through the Gospels where Jesus just does kind things. And you know, Jesus says, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. So kind of like when we see the kindness of Jesus, we can say, oh, that's what the Father's like. The Father's kind. He does those little things. He loves to do it. And it's just like he wants to do us good.
Yeah.
And I think another reason why he's kind to us is, you know, you're kind to someone because, hear me the right way on this, right? You're kind to someone because you feel sorry for them. And you don't want to show them up. Or you don't want themselves to show themselves. You don't want them to show themselves up. So yeah. You're kind of kind. You know, and it's not like the father feels sorry for us, but it's more like, it's just kind of like he doesn't want us to show ourselves up, you know. He doesn't want us to embarrass ourselves, you know. He doesn't want us to put our foot in it. So he comes along and just helps us, and his kindness kind of like overtakes some of the stupidity that we might do, you know. Because, you know, I was thinking, you know, I'm kind to the kids, or I'm kind to people. Yeah, I was helping someone the other day in the office. I could see they were struggling with something, and I thought, you know, when they present that to the client, they're going to look an idiot, like, because it just wasn't quite coming together for them. And so I went and, I mean, it's partly because it's my business and, you know, it comes back to me. But, you know, I just thought they need a little bit of help. You know, I don't want them to embarrass themselves in front of the client a bit later on. So I'll just go and help them. And I did. And it was, you know, it just kind of helped. And it's, I think, you know, the father's kind to us because he kind of thinks, oh, yeah. Mark, you know, you can't do it in your own strength. You can, no, don't do it that way, Mark. It won't work.
Yeah.
And he just steps in and takes over. And he's like, oh, thank you, Father.
Yeah. I remember, and like, again, this is just the kindness of God, right? It's just, remember, Ann and I, my wife, were wanting a dog, but we didn't want a puppy because of the work of training a puppy. And we didn't have, you know, we had young kids and we didn't have a lot of money. And, you know, we loved, our favorite dog was a yellow lab, but we couldn't, and they're very expensive and everything else. One day, you know, I'm just jogging with a friend at work, and this is when I was in the newspaper business. And I just said, yeah, we'd love to have a dog, but, you know, we don't know where to actually start with that. And then the friend said, well, my girlfriend in Toronto, which is about an hour away, has a yellow lab, 2 years old. It's from a master grand champion, master's line. So like a very well-trained dog, everything top notch for 2 years old. And she said, you can have it if you want for free. She just wanted to go for a good home. And so we were thinking, even at the time, we went to pick up the dog. We had the dog we had before, we had to, unfortunately, you know, put down because of illness. And that dog's name was Duchess. And so when we were going to pick up this dog, we didn't know the dog's name. And we just felt it was the kindness of God. And we said to each other, wouldn't it be cool if this dog's name had some significance for us as a family? And, of course, the dog, the Duchess, was a female dog, and this was a male dog. So when we go to pick him up, and they said, oh, his name is Duke. And Duke and Duchess. And it was just like, you know, it was like we were overwhelmed with the kindness of God, like that he would just be so thoughtful. And again, going back to kindness is thoughtful.
Yeah. And Barry and I were just talking just before we came online. It's like, okay, so why is the Father kind to us? And, you know, I always break these things down. Like, you know, whenever I don't understand anything, which is very often, it's like I bring it down to myself. Okay, so like, why am I kind to my kids? I'm kind to my kids because I love them. Mm-hmm. You know, I was down at John, my son, and I went down to our daughter's a few weeks ago to move some furniture around and take it from our house to their house and bring some back, you know, like you do. And we were down with our daughter and son-in-law, and it's like, oh, let's we've been busy all day on the project, you know, and it's like at the end of the day, oh, let's just have fish and chips. So we do this. So my son-in-law phones up, orders the fish and chips, and he goes off to get them. And I said, oh, I'll come with you, you know. And of course, you know, I get there and he pulls out his wallet and I've got mine out first and I pay for the fish and chips. And, you know, of course I would, you know, because they're my kids, they're my family, they're, you know, and as a dad, I just want to do kind things for my kids, you know. And it's like, that's what the fathers, you know, I do it because I love them. And so whenever I have a whenever I get stuck, why is God like he is? Why does God do this? Why does God love me when I don't when I feel I don't deserve it? Why does God do these acts of kindness to me when I'm not expecting it, or I don't deserve it, or whatever? I bring it into my own life and I say, well, how am I with my kids?
Yeah.
And of course, if I can, I'll do those little acts of kindness. Of course I'll pay, you know, of course I'll pay for the fish and chips. Why wouldn't I? Yeah. You know, it's not about the money.
Yeah.
Well, it is for them, but it's not, you know, it's...
Yeah.
It's not about the money. It's because I'm a dad and I like to do kind things. And, you know, because I love them. And that's what our Father's like. Why is our Father kind? Well, he's just like me, except he's better than me. He just loves his kids.
Okay, so here's another thought to add to that. Is when you're kind, when you do something, right, or when I do something with our kids, or surprising somebody you're doing, what does it do for us? It brings so much joy.
Yeah, it does. Yes.
That we can, you know, you can pay for the fish and chips, you can do whatever, right? And so if we start to think of the joy that it brings to the Father's heart when he shows us kindness, and then, you know, when we begin to understand that, you know, that joy of the Lord is our strength, and all of a sudden it's not, you know, he's not being thoughtful and kind in every circumstance because he's obligated to. It's because it brings him joy. Because he loves us and he loves to bless us. And he's the giver of every good gift. And I just, I don't know. I just, even now, I just think about, you know, just for us to be in just in touch with the joy. You know, it's like, you know, when Jesus endured the cross, it says, for the joy set before him. He endured the cross and despised the shame in Hebrews 12. And it's just this joy of being loved and the joy of loving somebody.
Yes.
And it's not like it has to be for any other reason for the Father. It's not like it has to be quantified, and, you know, it's got to be worth it and it'd be valuable. You know, if he wants to, you know, help his, you know, son avoid a 45-minute a traffic jam, it just gives them joy. Then what does it do for us? It brings us joy when we're aware that it actually came from him. And it's just this back and forth. So I don't know. I just think of that and I go, wow. Like, I think the more that we're aware of that in our everyday life, that it comes from him, and how happy it makes him to just love us. Just like, as, you know, as Jesus said, if you, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your kids, how much more, right, will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask? And it's the how much more. If think of your own life, you know, you surprise somebody with a gift when they're not expecting it, or you do something nice, or, you know, you pay for somebody's sandwich it can be contagious, right?
You know, last week I spoke on peace on the webcast. You know, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness. It's the same fruit, you know, the peace that I was talking about last week and the kindness. And, you know, one of the things I said last week is, I know in this season with the lockdown and all the restrictions and everything, I have felt a measure of peace in my heart. You know, and I look at the world around me, a lot of stress, a lot of anguish, a lot of hassle, a lot of dispeace. You know, people are not in peace. And I have just found that as I live in peace, that peace in small ways can just touch other people and bring them just a speck of peace for a moment. And I think it's the same with kindness. You know, there's a lot of stress around, there's a lot of fear around, a lot of uncertainty for people. And I've just found myself walking down the high street and smiling at people, saying hello to them. Now, you've got to understand, this is not British, right? We do not do this in Canada. You might do this, Barry, but we Brits are very focused, you know, and we look the other way when someone passes. But, you know, I've just been walking down the high street and saying hello and smiling and you know, maybe just helping people with their stuff in the shops or whatever. And just little, I haven't even thought about it.
Mm.
You know, oh, I must be kind. You know, no, it's not that. It's, I believe it's, as we live in the spirit of sonship, then this is the fruit of that spirit. You know, as we live in the spirit of sonship, the fruit of that spirit will come out of us. Mm. So I just want to just encourage you, don't be surprised if you find yourself being kind to someone else, or giving a little bit of peace to someone else, or maybe just imparting a little bit of joy to someone, because that's the fruit of this life that we live in. That's the fruit coming out of us. So don't be surprised if that happens. You can't make it happen. You can't force yourself to do it. It just is it's fruit of the Spirit.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think what you're saying too, in this, especially in this environment that we live in globally, you know, right now with the lockdown and the uncertainties and things, for God's kids to be able to not be so weighed down by all of those things. I mean, sure, there are concerns and uncertainties and those things, but like you said, to be able to be look beyond those things and to have eyes to see how the Father is loving us. As I remember hearing James Jordan say, you know, the first time I heard him say that the Father not only loves you, he's loving you in this very moment. Yeah. And it's in this very moment that I think, you know, when we become more and more aware of his abiding presence and in mundane things, like if you're playing with your grandkids, he's on the floor playing with the grandkids too. Like, it's just such a beautiful simplicity that I believe the Father wants us to be aware of, you know. Mm-hmm. And it's just more of an awakening. And of course, like you're saying, you know, Paul, Jesus said about us, he said, be merciful as your Father in heaven is merciful, right? Yeah. The more that we are a manifestation of Jesus, who is the exact representation of the Father, the more that we will be just manifesting the personality of God where we go.
Yeah.
So good.
Good stuff, matey. Well, I think that's our thoughts for the day.
Yeah. I think we should just pray that, just be that, maybe that there would just be, for all of us, just more of that awareness of of the kindness. You know, I've just got Psalm 63, King David writes in verse 3, he says, your loving kindness is better than life.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. Why don't we just pray? Let's just open our hearts to receive whatever the Father wants to do for us. Maybe he wants to be kind to you. Maybe there's something in you that says, I don't believe the Father's kind to me. Maybe it's what you've done, maybe it's how you feel, maybe it's just the shame that's you're living under. You can't receive that Father's kindness. We just want to wash that off you tonight in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, that you are a kind Father, that you're a thoughtful Father. And even just as you come to us in such practical ways of like mending a deck or helping with an accounts problem or providing a sandwich, Father, you're just such a kind, generous, thoughtful Father. And you can't help it because it's your nature. And so, Father, we thank you that you are kind towards us. We thank you for that ultimate kindness expressed through the sacrifice of Jesus, through the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. But Father, we thank you for your kindness every day of our lives. And you're kind simply because you want to do us good. And Father, we want to receive that tonight. Yeah, thank you for that verse. Just see that in the comments, John. Thank you. Isaiah 54:10. My kindness shall not depart from you, nor shall my covenant of peace be removed, says the Lord, who has mercy on you. My kindness will not depart from you. Father, we want to receive your kindness into our lives, into our hearts. Because that's who you are. Thank you, Father. Oh.
So, Father, I thank you for the promise that says that your loving kindness is better than life. Would you make that real to us in our own lives? That's not a theological concept, but it's a practical expression of love in our everyday normal life. You're with us. Where we go, you go. The Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So we just choose to, we ask, Father, that you would open up our eyes to see your ever-present help in our time of trouble, that you are with us where we go. And it brings you great joy just to be thoughtful, to anticipate our every need, and to be the Father that we've looked for our entire life. Thank you, Father. Yeah.
Thank you, Father. Amen.
Amen.
Well, thank you all. Thank you for joining us. We will be back on Wednesday, the 23rd of September, unless we surprise you by doing something beforehand in August. But if we do, we'll see that on Facebook. So thank you all, thanks for your support, thanks for your encouragement, and just bless you over this summer period.
Yes.
May it be a refreshing, relaxing time. And we look forward to being back in September, although we might be back before. Bless you. Thank you all. We'll finish the recording, will be available tomorrow. Yeah, have a good summer.
Amen. Bless you.